You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. 2017 has been a year of natural disasters. There have been so many that it can feel almost biblical or like some scary Hollywood movie. I mean, think about it.
This is going to be a very major disaster.
This is an entire highway that is underwater.
South Florida, now in Irma's destructive path.
The major earthquake, a 7.1.
The death toll now officially stands at about 200.
Firefighters in California are working around the clock to contain.
Running out of everything. This is a grim reality people are facing in Puerto Rico after Maria.
2 days after Hurricane Storm 64 is on a
deep. Yeah, it's been a lot. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. And today, we have a special show, an hour on the economics of disaster, largely through the lens of Puerto Rico.
Power lines are down.
If anybody out there is listening to us, we are dying.
We head to the island to meet people affected.
My investment is here. My family is here. My home is here.
Examine the destruction.
There is a lot of damage. It's going to be a long journey here.
Look at how the island's debt crisis will affect the recovery.
The debt had become unsustainable.
And break down what comes next in Puerto Rico and in Florida and Texas, too. We start on the island, where the month of September was catastrophic. Hurricane Irma hit on the 6th, Maria on the 20th, causing roughly $100 billion in damage. The official death toll was 58 as of production time, but many, many more cremations have been reported. Puerto Rico has roughly 3.5 million people. Manufacturing, pharmaceuticals, and electronics, along with tourism, power the economy. But the unemployment rate hovers around 11%, and close to half the population lives in poverty. Then there's the debt crisis. Back in May, Puerto Rico declared bankruptcy to the tune of $74 billion. The U.S. territory's governor, Ricardo Rossello, has asked Congress for $94 billion in post-storm aid. All of this is the backdrop for our stories. We're starting on the north coast of the island in the town of Atillo. It's a farming area. The fields are green and the air is thick and humid. And cars have to move slowly here because electrical poles are at 45-degree angles all over the place. That means power lines drape into U-shapes right in front of people's houses. And that is where we met Glorimar Rivera. She's 32, sitting on her front porch with her grandmother, under some shade, trying to stay cool without power. The second floor of her house is in the middle of renovations that started before Maria, open with unpainted bricks and no glass in the windows yet. Rivera rode out the storm at home with her 4-year-old son, her mother, and her grandmother.
Mira, eso, las primeras dos horas.
The first 2 hours, the wind was infernal, but then it was calm for about an hour. We came outside because we thought it was over, but that's when it got worse because it was coming in reverse. That was horrible, horrible. It's an experience that I don't ever want to live through again. The wind was screaming, it was frightening. I've been in Puerto Rico for 32 years. I went through George, I went through Hugo, and it doesn't compare with what we live through. Really, it doesn't compare. It even brings back feelings.
Rivera's home itself had only minimal damage, but all of her furniture, her TV, and some other electronics were ruined. The water came back on around 4 weeks ago. Electricity? That's another matter.
Hace falta mucha ayuda.
We need a lot of help. Lots of people are in need. In terms of food, water, there isn't much water. Ice. There's no power, so we have to keep buying ice to keep things cold, like meat or milk. Help in terms of canned foods, first aid, things like Tussin, medications, because right now everyone has allergies. Everyone has a cold, mosquitoes, and everything that comes with them. There are a lot of mosquitoes. But besides all of that, we're alive. We're here. Some are in worse conditions, but a little help wouldn't hurt.
Rivera works at a Walmart in Atillo. The store suffered its own losses, ruined meats, damaged stock, and it was closed for a month. Even though the doors are open now, Rivera says there's not enough work for everyone. And she's only worked a handful of 3 or 4 hour shifts in almost 3 months. But even now, without electricity or much work to pay the bills, she says she'd rather rebuild her life on the island than leave for the mainland.
Como ya yo he estado en Estados Unidos.
It's like starting over on one side. It'll basically be the same thing. So for the time now, I'm going to stay here with my family. The warmth of my family doesn't compare with leaving and venturing out. So at least for the time being, no.